SBS हिंदी हमारी कहानियाँ फेसबुक पर.
प्रोफेसर किड, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी एंड थैंक्स फॉर डूइंग दिस सेशन.
Thanks, Sahil, and it's great to be able to talk to you and your listeners.
Professor Kidd, there's a particular concern in Indian community where people want to get the jab, but they are not finding appointments with the GP or with the vaccination clinic.
So we have well over a million vaccines being administered each week now. And my recommendation is that people go to the Australian Government Department of Health website, health.gov.au, and go to the vaccine eligibility checker. And there you put in your details. And if you're eligible for the vaccine, you put in your postcode, and it tells you all the sites near you where you can receive the vaccine, where you can make an appointment. So if you can't make an appointment with your own local general practitioner, there may well be other clinics nearby. There may be pharmacies nearby to where you're living.
Professor Kidd, now with the announcement of Moderna coming, what I've heard from people is that they do not want to take AstraZeneca. Do you also see this case that the popularity of AstraZeneca now will further go down?
Well, we have seen millions and millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered to people right across Australia. It's the vaccine which has been used the most in Australia because we have the greatest supplies. And it's also, of course, been used by hundreds of millions of people all around the world. There is a very, very small risk of blood clots related with the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is why we're recommending that people have a talk to their GP about the vaccine. But more than 80% of people in Australia aged over 70 have now been vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine, and increasing numbers of younger people. The risks from COVID-19, especially for people in areas where we currently have outbreaks, the risk of getting seriously unwell from COVID-19 is far greater than the risks from these vaccines. So please do not wait to get vaccinated, because during the time that you wait, that may be the time when you get infected. And it's especially important for older people. People aged 60 and above should not be waiting to get a vaccine in a few months' time. They should be arranging to get vaccinated right now.
Sir, the other question which the community is asking, why, despite the strictest lockdown that we are seeing in Sydney, the number of daily cases are just rising?
Yes, this is a real challenge with the Delta variant of COVID-19, which, as we know, is more contagious, more easily transmitted from one person to another. What we're seeing is that if one person in a family or a household gets infected with the Delta variant of COVID-19, everybody in that household is getting infected. And we're also seeing the Delta variant causing more serious disease in younger people than we were seeing last year. Now, because it's more transmissible, that means that it is even more important than last year that people are very strictly adhering to the public health restrictions. So if you're in the Greater Sydney area, it's absolutely essential that you are following the requirements of New South Wales Health and staying at home, staying away from other people as much as you possibly can. But if people continue to mingle with other people outside their own household, if they continue to go into areas where there's crowding and the risk of coming in contact with someone with COVID-19, then we are going to see the numbers in Sydney continue to rise. And of course, the more people who are infected with COVID-19, the more people who are at risk of becoming seriously unwell, the more people who tragically will die from COVID-19.
Professor Kidd, how would you respond to those people who have been saying that these numbers are just a conspiracy by the government to push more people for vaccination?
The conspiracy theories are absolute nonsense. There is no truth to them. People need to be aware of the facts. And if you want to know where to find the facts about this pandemic, go to the Australian Government Department of Health website, health.gov.au. www.astrazeneca.com.au. Don't believe the nonsense that you may see on social media or that may be shared with you from other people. Go to the source of the facts and find out what's actually happening.
So against the Delta variants, which vaccine is more effective?
Fortunately, all three vaccines are very, very effective at preventing people who get infected with COVID-19 from becoming seriously unwell and dying.
How confident you are, sir, that the 80% of our population will be vaccinated by the end of the year? And if it happens, then do you think that the Australian government will open the international borders?
Well, we've seen from the Prime Minister and the National Cabinet the plans around the phases of moving towards reopening Australia. I hope that everybody who is eligible for a vaccine will get vaccinated. Because if people don't get vaccinated, then that makes it difficult for us to reach those targets. So it's really up to all of us to line up when it's our turn and to get vaccinated, protect ourselves and protect other people. I'm particularly worried, though. You know, we talk about getting to 70%, 80%. I'm very worried about the 20% or 30% of people who will not be vaccinated at the time when we start to open Australia up, because those people will still be at risk of catching COVID-19, becoming seriously unwell, and at risk of dying of COVID-19. And I don't want that to happen to anybody in our country. I want everybody in our country to be protected against becoming seriously unwell from COVID-19. So again, my plea to all of your listeners is to please, when it's your turn to get vaccinated, get vaccinated.
People have been talking about the third booster dose now.
So we're following the research, which has been carried out in Australia and overseas, about how long the protection lasts for each of these vaccines, and also what is happening with the development of new variants of COVID-19, and whether new types of vaccines or new, if you like, new additions of the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine may be developed, which may be more effective against some of the new variants. Now, one of the things about COVID-19 is we don't know what's going to happen over the coming weeks and months. The development of these variants, initially towards the end of last year and then this Delta variant this year, has added an increased complexity to all of our lives and to all of the planning for moving out of the COVID-19 pandemic. But what we do know is that people are getting very good protection against Delta from the current AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccines. So again, it's another reason why you get vaccinated now. If we need booster doses next year, and you know, when it comes to vaccines like influenza, we get a booster every year. Yeah. Maybe that will be what we require for COVID-19. It's still very early.
What about the herd immunity? When we say that if our 80% of the population is vaccinated, then there's a chance that we don't get too much cases in the community. Is that correct?
Well, we don't know what herd immunity looks like for COVID-19. We haven't seen any countries which have achieved herd immunity. And one of the problems we've got is that at the moment there are no vaccines licensed for use in children under the age of 12. In Australia, we've just licensed the Pfizer vaccine for children aged between 12 and 15, and we're rolling that out as a priority for children with chronic health concerns and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. But while we can't vaccinate children aged under 12, that's a very significant number of people in our population, as it is in every country. So what we need to be doing is everybody who's eligible to be vaccinated, all the older people, getting vaccinated, and that will then help to protect our children from COVID-19. One of the challenges with the vaccines is even though they're very effective at preventing people becoming seriously unwell, even though you're vaccinated, you may still catch COVID-19 and you may still be at risk of transmitting COVID-19 to other people. And this makes herd immunity a very difficult concept. So this is something we're following closely in other countries around the world, but it may be that we don't achieve herd immunity against COVID-19 in the future.
Thank you, Professor Kidd, for joining us and clarifying all the doubts that we had and the community had.
Thank you, Sahil, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing, spreading the message and getting the messages out to your listeners.
SBS Hindi, Hamari Kahaniya Facebook page.